This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And the settlement issue in occupied territories on the West Bank is certainly the first and most complicating issue in relations between the U.S. and Israel and the overall peace process between Israel and the Palestinians. And there's news out on that issue this morning. But let's get some perspective on the issue of settlements. There are three categories of settlements inside Israel. There are suburban settlements, sort of like Ariel near Tel Aviv. There are nationalistic settlements, such as the ones in the cities of Hebron and Nablus. And then there are settlements inside the city of Jerusalem itself. And that's where the announcement in the news is today. Israel's announced plans to expand a Jewish district in Jerusalem that was captured in the 1967 war. Here to sort out, first of all, what this means for the settlement issue between the U.S. and the United between the U.S. and Israel and Israel and the Palestinians is Isabel Kirshner, who's a reporter for the New York Times and joins us from Jerusalem. Isabel, what do these settlements mean in relationship with other kinds of Jewish dwellings that are built all over the West Bank?
Well, it depends which side of the line you're on. For the Palestinians, these settlements are extremely contentious. They're on land that Israel conquered in the 1967 war, as you said, and they are Jewish neighborhoods that were built in the wake of that war in an Israeli attempt to keep the strategic high ground around Jerusalem and to try and make sure that the city, the expanded city, would remain united under Israeli sovereignty. From the Palestinian side, of course, this is extremely contentious because the Palestinians demand that territory as part of their future state. If you're on the Israeli side of the lines, there's a huge distinction between the settlements or communities or neighborhoods, whatever you want to call them, inside the city limits of Jerusalem, because Israel annexed that land and, unlike the rest of the West Bank, does claim sovereignty over it. And this has become an issue of huge consensus in Israel. Most Israelis do not see those Jewish districts ever being handed back to another authority, and they view them very much as regular neighborhoods of their city. So there really are huge disparities here on how they are seen, as I say, depending on which side of the line you are.
All right, so then let's leave it with this. If the Palestinians don't recognize any of these distinctions, and the Israelis have these, as we've outlined, these sort of categories of settlements where there are different consensuses regarding their appropriateness, does the U.S. recognize any of these distinctions? And is this likely to complicate the U.S.-Israel relationship?
Well, the relationship is complicated somewhat at the moment, although the basic strategic alliance, we are told by both sides repeatedly, remains very strong. But on the issue of Jerusalem, the U.S. itself has a rather complicated relationship. On the one hand, it has Congress has voted and recognized Jerusalem as the Israeli capital, but the U.S. policy opposes Jewish building across the 1967 lines, even within the city limits, because they say that the fate of that territory should be decided in negotiations.
And so by choosing to build 900 housing units... Right, and so by choosing 900 housing units to build in Jerusalem, it's going directly at the lack of consensus in the United States. But that's the news. 900 new Jewish housing units, Israel says it's planning to build sometime in the next few years as an expansion of settlements in technically the West Bank. Isabel Kirshner is a reporter for the New York Times in Jerusalem.